You are listening to the Daily Future of Work Leadership Briefing powered by Turbine Labs. Supply chain pinch reaches farmers, school cafeterias, July 26, 2021. Let's get into today's top stories. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called on the city's private businesses to require employee vaccinations and signaled that he would introduce similar mandates for city employees. More hospital systems across the U.S. are requiring a coronavirus vaccine, with as many as 1 in 4 healthcare employees still unvaccinated against the virus. The global supply chain has reached a perilous moment as the spread of the Delta variant compounds challenges posed by natural disasters and cyber attacks. AstraZeneca will consider importing its coronavirus vaccines to hard-hit Southeast Asia, while the supply strain in the U.S. has stretched to school cafeterias and inhibited agricultural exports. More countries are again announcing restrictions between borders, including tougher quarantine requirements for some travelers to Germany and the end of the travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand. French lawmakers advanced a law requiring a COVID pass to enter bars, restaurants, and touristic sites that proves the visitor is either fully vaccinated, recently recovered from an infection, or has produced a negative virus test. Most U.S. teenagers headed back to school in the coming weeks will be unvaccinated, prompting calls from health officials to increase vaccine accessibility. The number of adolescents expected to be fully vaccinated in the next 2 weeks would represent about 30% of the 12 to 17-year-old population. The soaring housing market has pushed some house hunters to back off of their search, citing sky-high home prices and impossible bidding wars. While mortgage rates are historically low, prices continue to reach new records. In Palm Beach, Florida, at least 22 homes have sold for more than $40 million since the beginning of the pandemic. Content facts. Turbine Labs has tracked 8,695 media articles and blogs and 11,879 social media posts over the last 24 hours. The next Turbine Labs leadership briefing will be delivered on Tuesday, July 27 at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Questions or feedback? Don't hesitate to reach out to us directly.
Hi, I'm Annalisa, and I curated today's new work leadership briefing powered by Turbine Labs. At Turbine Labs, our AI software reads and identifies significant media at 54,000 times the speed of a human reader so that you can take advantage of the most relevant and impactful information without media fatigue or misinformation. If you enjoyed this daily briefing, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share on social media. To obtain this briefing every day in your email inbox, subscribe by visiting turbinelabs.com and clicking subscribe on our free briefings tab. Thank you for listening.